which we lose some of the benefits of the environment we have at the moment. And therefore, the decisions that we're going to be taking about the future that those who are elected to serve you take will be critically important. I want in particular to highlight four themes which seem to me to be crucial for you in Charlton. The first is to try and ensure that we overcome the historic division between Charlton Village up the hill and Charlton Riverside down the hill. The Woolwich Road is a huge barrier. It's a serious barrier and it does prevent the whole of Charlton relating well together. The historic opportunity of the new developments that are coming provide the chance to really bridge that divide, to ensure that both parts of Charlton can more easily relate to each other, that people can travel across the Woolwich Road easily and get to the river. I'll come back to that one in a moment. The concept of a green bridge linking Marion Park with the area going down towards the Thames Barrier is a very attractive one that has been proposed and suggested and talked about, but of course making it a reality and contributing through that and other measures to improving connectivity between Charlton Village and Charlton Riverside, I think is a very, very important priority. The second one is to ensure that we maintain a good mix of activities. The danger is, with all the focus on residential development, the tendency for Charlton to become essentially even more of a dormitory than it is at the moment, and without opportunities for people to work in the area, I think is a very real risk. There are a lot of very good businesses. David referred in general. Yesterday I was visiting Stone Foundries, which is a business I've been in contact with over many years. It's been here for a very long time, and it is producing very, very high quality manufactured parts for Rolls-Royce and for other absolutely top class manufacturers in this country. And maintaining businesses like that, that both give employment and have the opportunity to contribute to our country's economic wealth, is very important. So essential that we don't see this as just an opportunity to sweep away what may appear to be some untidy industrial sites, but to have planned development that allows businesses to retain locations here and provide continuing employment, as well as providing better residential opportunities. The third theme that I've got is the river, and that is the importance of opening up the river and ensuring it can be enjoyed by not just people who live in Charlton, but the wider community as well, because the river is one of London's huge assets. And those areas that have got it right, that have got a really good relationship between the land and the river, really benefit from it. And sadly, in Charlton, we haven't. We've got a few points. You can go to the Anchor and Hope and have a drink and sit and look at the river there, and there are one or two other places, but we're not making the most of the river in Charlton. And this development opportunity is a historic chance to ensure that we create for the future an environment where people will be able to make the most of this great asset. The views are stunning from the various places where you can see the river in Charlton, in just the same way that they are in Greenwich. And we've got to ensure, as the aggregate wharves close, as they will in due course, not in the short term, I don't want anyone to misinterpret what I'm saying, those are likely to be there for some years to come, but the inevitable trend, the movement, the eastward development of London that I've described, inevitably means that those big industrial sites will relocate further down the river, probably in 20 to 30 years' time. And when that happens, those sites have got to be developed in a way that really maximises the opportunity, not just to have a riverside there, that's a nice idea, but to actually have locations that relate to the river where people can come and enjoy it and where you really are making the maximum use in the way that other parts of London do. And the fourth and final point I want to make is the importance of Charlton maintaining its identity. Because Charlton is to some extent squeezed between Greenwich to the west and Woolwich to the east, and both have benefited hugely from regeneration activity. And as the regeneration of the area of the riverfront in Charlton proceeds, it's very important that's not seen as East Greenwich or West Woolwich, but it is seen as Charlton and its distinct identity, with a range of activities that are appropriate.